This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
If I could only do one kind of self-storage project, what would it be? My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. And the Quick Start Academy houses the online training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about it, and in particular, the on-demand self-storage boot camp at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Just go to the store. But I was asking myself the question the other day, if I can only do one type of self-storage deal, what would it be? I've been taught that the quality of the questions that we ask ourselves determine the quality of our life. You want a better life? Ask better questions. You want a better business? Ask better questions. Ask different questions. I don't really know where that question came from, but I ask it. And the answer came instantly. Now, perhaps that question came from the fact I'm doing fewer deals than I used to. As many of you know, I helped put together a couple of brands. We ended up selling them off. Now I'm doing kind of one-off deals with different partnership structures. I'm currently doing expansions, and I'm currently involved in one boat and RV with some self-storage development. But what was interesting was when I asked myself that question, neither one, expansions or boat and RV, is what instantly popped in my mind. Now, I know everyone who's in the business will answer that question differently, and I know there is no right answer. And I suspect that whatever answer we come up with is filtered through our past experiences, through our preferences, through our worldview. And there's something to be said about having a balanced approach where you have multiple types of self-storage projects in different markets. Now, with all that said, and you probably now can guess what my answer was, and my answer was conversions. So if the universe said, or if the higher power running the universe said to me that you can only do one type of deal you choose, I would probably pick conversions. I like them because today doing a real estate transaction with a vacant building is a lot easier than doing a real estate transaction on an existing self-storage facility. I can get that building at a better deal. I usually have a longer due diligence time period, and it's just a lot easier negotiating on a vacant building than an existing self-storage facility where most sellers are living back in the 2018-2019 low cap rate reality that doesn't exist anymore. I'm also usually not competing with well-funded players out there with low cost of capital, much lower than mine. I can also bring conversions online and start generating income a lot faster than I can ground up development for sure, and even expansion sometimes. My redevelopment costs are usually one third less or even more from doing a normal expansion or ground up development. In every conversion I've done but one, I've been able to rent part of the building out to an industrial user or a warehouse person who needs warehouse space or to a retail person while I focus my time and attention on developing storage in the other part of the building. So usually I can get income coming in to cover or help cover my debt service from another use while I'm developing the self-storage and renting it out. And for the dollar spent in a conversion, in the calories I expend in a conversion, I usually create a lot of value because most conversions are all or mostly climate-controlled self-storage, and it generally, almost always, generates the highest possible income in any given market. And I personally like the idea of recycling an existing building rather than taking green space and putting more self-storage on it, although that has never stopped me from doing ground-up development or expansions, so I wonder what that really says about me. But conceptually, I like the idea of recycling an existing building. Now, my wife tells me I see through rose-colored glasses, and I probably do. And it might be a strength of mine. And it can also cause problems like a short half-life of any problems that seeing through rose-colored glasses creates. But I do want to, throw out some cautions there on conversions. Not that conversions will solve all your problems in life, but there can be some challenges sometimes. For example, make sure that you have a higher than normal contingency factor line item in your construction budget, because you never know what you're going to find behind walls, underneath buildings, or what some governmental regulatory agency is going to tell you to do after doing an inspection post-approval on your conversion. I've had all of those happen to me in conversions. Roofs can sometimes be a pain. You're typically not dealing with a metal standing seam or a metal screw down roof. You're dealing with an industrial or retail building roof, and very often the number on the roofs can be quite alarming, and you very often have to deal with them right away. And it's harder to find suitable buildings in suitable locations for self-storage than you might think. It's a lot easier to find raw land, and it's a lot easier to find existing self-storage facilities for sale. But you can do it. I've done it. A lot of people I work with have done it. It just, you got to go through, you got to do a little more work. And I'm sure there's other cautions I should tell you about. I just can't think of them right now because I really like conversions. I've probably made more money doing conversions than anything else I've ever done. Now, just because I like conversions doesn't mean conversions are right for you. Whatever your business strategy is for getting in or growing your self-storage business, at least explore conversions. I don't know why they wouldn't be right for you, but they might not be. Anyway, I do a lot of thought experiments, and I think that came from Napoleon Hill, or it might have come from Albert Einstein. I don't know. I do a lot of thought experiments, and the question, if you could only do one type of self-storage, what would it be? That was like a thought experiment I did. And for me, the answer is conversions. Let me know what your answer to that question might be. Share it. So thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I look forward to being with you next week.